How many episodes of Vinyl Cobwebs will there be in the end? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Everybody, guess what? We're back. Vinyl Cobwebs number 224. Only 2 weeks since the last episode. When have we ever done something that close?
It has been a while since the last episode.
And now it is summer 2010. It's actually June 23rd. As we record this in world history, one of these days, someone from the future will listen to this and go, that was a long time ago. I wonder if those guys are still alive.
Premium, repeat after me. 2010.
2010.
Do it again.
2010.
That's the year you reside in. That's insane.
Yes, Barack Obama is still alive and he's the president. Actually, you know what? I'm a few months younger than President Obama here in the United States. I was born at the tail end of 1960. He was born in August of 61. What do you think of that, Donovan? We should do a show of records from August of 1961 one of these days.
Premium, that's insane.
Yes.
No more talking in this show. We're going to spin a platter that matters, and this show is sponsored, of course, by ScaryGuyVideo.com. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
And 9 pieces chicken nuggets.
So tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day. If she just would, some sweet day I'll make her mine. Pretty flamingo, then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha la la, la 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 la, pretty flamingo. Someday.
Take time to stop when on the road or when you shop, 'cause doing either, you need a breather. Have a Pepsi for those who think young.
Today, when new sights and new faces are only a car ride away, make any trip a pleasure trip. Stop often for a Pepsi break. Look for the Pepsi sign that tells you light, bracing, clean-tasting Pepsi-Cola is served here.
Pepsi's a bright refresher, perfect with meals or snacks. And when you're under pressure, Pepsi says, just relax. Folks on the go for the drink that lets you drink young as you think. Yes, get the right one, the bracing bright one. Now it's Pepsi for those who think young.
I'm sure you guessed who that was. That's Santo and Johnny, of course, with a very rare 45 RPM of their version of Goldfinger in 1964. It doesn't show up very often. And I snacked it. I'm snacking on it right now. Delicious vinyl.
Why does your delicious vinyl premium sound so lately?
Oh, it's because of your equipment.
Are you dissing my equipment here in the Vinyl Cobweb studio?
Because when I listen to it at home, it doesn't sound...
That's because I have the finest equipment here. We have a diamond stylus, and it brings out all of the flaws in your record collection. You really can tell when you listen to the show, people, that we're playing from the actual records. There's no CD or MP3 cuts on this program. Open your mouth and spit it out. I can see your mouth opening. Go.
I'm ready to announce the previous record, Donovan.
It's my carpet, isn't it?
It's a UK edition.
The carpet in here just mutes the audio.
It's the UK pressing of Pretty Flamingo by Manfred Mann before his Earth Band came along. And it's in 1966. Actually charted in some areas here in the stateside.
And that record was a little sketchy as well. Not really scratchy. To be, but it was more just kind of a floating surface noise. Premium's favorite thing in the world is surface noise.
He just
loves surface noise.
It had one of those little adapter things that are on originally pressed in the UK vinyl, and it's optional. You can pop it out. Of course, I popped it out. So people in the UK are going, "Oh no, sacrilege!" Because they probably keep it in.
Premium, let's pop out your adapter. Come here. There goes the adapter. Ugh. You didn't really have an adapter. How did we pull that one off?
I make a little pop-out necklace out of those things anyway. They're very colorful.
We want to do it too. We want to help. We want to help too.
Now there's a project for us to work on.
You mean to tell me that all of you were looking for something to do over the summer?
Yep, that's right. Every summer we look for things to do.
Now listen, this is very important. This is not just a summer project. I wish it was as easy as all that, but I'm afraid it isn't. Mr. Tooth Decay can do and has done a lot of damage, and it will be a continuous fight, constantly all the way down the line. Listen, listen close, all you kids.
I'm so bad. I eat for breakfast railroad spikes.
Oh!
yesterday I murdered a rock.
Oh!
Injured a stone.
Oh!
Hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean I make medicine sick.
Oh!
I've tussled with an alligator.
Oh!
Wrestled with a whale.
Oh!
Handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail.
Oh!
Gang, I murdered a dead tree.
Oh!
And drowned a drink of water.
Oh!
I'm bad. Bring on tooth decay. Then there's Willard Willie Black. He works with a chain, latching on to your teeth and causing you pain. Now I'm gonna tell you how you can all get into the fighting. Because what we gonna do to tooth decay is really exciting. We've got the stuff to run him away from here, just like I did George Foreman over in Zaire.
Get your dental floss, 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 floss ready. Floss, your toothbrushes, rushes, loaded and ready for action. The news is out and this is the latest. They won't have a chance because we are the greatest.
I went down to the disco to have a dance, hoping to find a new romance. A foxy lady in a bright red cape caught my eye and really drove me hey. Searching for the disco
and his cast of idiots. If you didn't guess, it was his follow-up, instant follow-up to the Disco Duck in 1976. I was 15 years old then and just beginning my record collection. Actually, I've been about a year and a half of doing that. By the time this record comes out, and I recall hearing this a few times, I thought it was the stupidest, idiotic, well, I didn't even like the Disco Duck record either, so. But anyway, time went by and I saw this on eBay and went, eh, let's grab it. And I did. It's a DJ copy with a mono on one side and stereo on the other. Of course, I played the mono version. Disco Rilla, and before that, we had Muhammad Ali Fights Mr. Tooth Decay. I wonder if those kids became very tooth-centric after they worked on that record. They probably got wonderful teeth. And it's that was also from the year 1976. Vinyl Cobwebs number 224 is on the loose, and I guess no longer is Jared Vandersloot. He's going to be in jail. Now he's suddenly claiming, I didn't do it. They made me, they scared me, and I confessed. And his mother is saying, you know what, he's perfectly insane. They should just let him live in an insane asylum for a while. Okay, well anyway, Vinyl Cobwebs continues. Let's play a Peruvian record again. I know, we're getting all foreign on you, but that's okay, because Jared Vandersloot, he's going to spend some time in Peru. So let's listen to another Peruvian record.
Alright.
And if this seems like a kind of familiar melody, well it is, because it was originally done by somebody here in the United States in a much mellower, kind of folkier version. But this one tries to rock out a little more. Here we go with the Los Silvertones, Es la lluvia que cae. Whatever.
Poke you in the belly, premium!
De dinero y ambiciones, siempre debe hacerse algo que no muere. Si al mirar la vida lo hacemos con optimismo, pero vemos que en él hay llanto y amores. El mundo está cambiado y cambia la mar. El cielo se está nublando hasta ponerse a llorar.
Y la lluvia caerá.
Luego vendrá el sereno. Corriendo tristemente, que las esperanzas jóvenes son sueños. Muchos de luchar están cansados y no creen más en nada de lo bueno de este mundo. El mundo está cambiado y cambia la mar. El cielo se está nublando hasta ponerse a llorar.
Y la lluvia caerá.
Luego vendrá el sereno. Corriendo tristemente, que las esperanzas jóvenes son sueños. Muchos de luchar están cansados y no creen más en nada de lo bueno de este mundo. El mundo está cambiado y cambia la mar. El cielo se está nublando hasta ponerse a llorar.
Y la lluvia caerá.
Luego vendrá el sereno.
It sounds so good.
Angel that you are, you still remember summer walks and quiet talks we had before our clouds were breaking. In the heaven of your mind, your hopeful heart is put behind all the ugly, jealous times our hearts were aching. Now that your pain has been mended, you're only seeing one side. Behind the bright, easy laughter, rivers of tears have been cried. So remember the rain when you think of the sunshine. but then you've got to try to face the end with all that's in you. Oh, I can't deny that I love you, but my soul can no longer be bound. Fly on the wings of your freedom, but whenever you look to the ground, just remember the rain. When you think of the sunshine, try to understand it has fallen from our hands, and just be thankful that your soul is still your own.
Okay, Vinyl Cobwebs number 224. This is Premium Deluxe to Reveal. Well, you probably know by now. That's Bob Lynn's Remember the Rain, and that is the song that was covered by the Los Silvertones, apparently. Es la lluvia que cae. I don't know. That's on the MAG label, or MAG, or whatever it is. Out of Peru. That was actually a group out of Peru. Okay, Donovan.
Yes, Premium. Be sure to visit scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. You go there, Premium, and you buy some stuff, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Want to do that? Okay. Oh, Premium, what the heck was that?
Ow.
What did you just do? You turned the volume switch up too high. I think we blow a fuse.
My karate fingers kind of worked a little
too
hard.
What do you do that
hard.
For?
Because I have to practice doing karate.
I think you broke stuff. We're going to have to go downstairs and fix one of the fuse box. I think you blew a tube is what you did. You blew a tube. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Here we go. Walking down to where it's down in the basement, Premium.
Ooh.
What are we doing down here? It's we haven't had to change any of these fuses and tubes.
It's kind of chilly in here.
You ruined it. Okay, here we are. Let's open the control panel. Open it right there, Premium.
Okay.
Oh, look. Right there. See it burned out? Number 224. Look. Oh. The episode show.
It kind of stinks
now. It's 224.
Now.
We blew episode 224.
It kind of smells, the smoky smell of the stench of electric.
Why don't you grab those forceps over there and I'll pull it.
Okay.
Why don't you do it?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Stick the forceps on. Start pull. Pull, Premium. Pull hard.
Premium, what's going on? You look computerized.
Donovan, what happened to your voice?
I don't know.
What happened to my voice?
You sound British.
You ha ha ha.
How did you do that? Oh, Premium, this is like that awful movie Tron, that Disney movie Tron, where they got sucked into the computer. I think you pulled the forceps too hard. And I think it sucked us into the internet computer. We're spinning around on an MP3 episode of Vinyl Cobwebs.
Our records now look very computeristic.
Well, I guess there is not much we can do right now but spin another platter that matters.
Let's see how they sound. Let's see how they sound compared to what we sound like. Donovan, this is...
Let's hope the records sound alright. Why don't you put one on Premium?
This is kind of disconcerting.
Put one on right now.
Disconcerting.
Hey, Miami! Let's quiz! Everybody's doing the WCKR twist. All the DJs are moving to the WCKR twist. Biggie Nevins and Buddy Holiday are doing the Whacker twist. Let's twist! The WCKR twist. Let's twist. The WCKR twist. Johnny Midnight and Rickshaw are doing the WCKR twist. WCKR twist. Let's twist. The WCKR twist. Pete Connors, Buddy Holiday, and Bobby Lyons are doing the Whacker twist. Doing the Whacker twist. Doing the Whacker twist. Hey!
O'Donovan, this is very strange indeed. Am I really talking British style?
Your computer voice is weird.
Donovan? Not as weird as yours. What is that anyway?
I kind of like my voice. I think I sound classy.
Oh, you do, huh?
Why don't you and your goofy British computer voice?
Are you going to be my butler?
Shush. Tell them how to email us.
You can email us in these hellish chambers, of course, at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
You are so British. Isn't it time for your tea, Premium?
It is time for tea. Suddenly I've acquired a taste for tea.
Will you announce what you just played?
Let us announce it then. The WCKR twist, the Whacker twist that is, yum yum yum. And that was the WCKR Golden Sound Records, for that was the label. Out of our Miami, Florida. Featuring DJs Buddy Holiday, Big Nevins, Pete Shaw and Bobby Leon. I don't think they are actually singing on the records, but that's what it says. I have heard this in different variations in different cities in 1962. On Vinyl Cobwebs number 224.
Alright, Premium. I don't like this. I think I need to step aside and find out ways to get back to the real world. It's like a bad episode of Gilligan's Island. I don't know if we'll ever escape.
It's more like a bad episode of Vinyl Cobwebs.
Oh, speaking of, I cannot stand your British accent on this show. I'm going to beat you up British style.
O'Donovan, stop it. Please.
It's Dwayne Kaiser Tiki Time Luau 2010. Oh boy, the summer season is in full bloom. Oh yes, yes, yes. Who do we have on the revolving stage this time? Yes, it's Manfred Mann and his Earth Band. Oh, go away, Earth Band. We just want Manfred Mann. Manfred Mann. Ah yes, we're going to have a lot of fun. As Jeroen van der Sloot, yes, once again tied to the pole with pineapples galore, going bujili 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 bump on his skull. He deserves every bit of punishment he gets. Please Jesus, stop hitting me on the head with the whipping stick. Oh yes, and for more wonderful wacky entertainment, you will have the last vestiges of the Muppets. They will be dancing around and doing the clowning thing, all around the stage as Manfred Mann does his thing. Pretty Flamingo included, and do ah diddy diddy dum diddy do. And Fox on the Run, and what was that Eskimo song he did? Come on within, come on without, let's go back to Vinyl Cobwebs and give a shout. We on Vinyl Cobwebs Tiki Time 2010 Tango Wango.
Dwayne Kaiser Tiki Time Luau 2010 is a production of Dwayne the Tub I'm Downing Productions in association with Chuck Archer Unlimited.
Premium, Premium, I still haven't found a solution. Look at that thing go by. It's a bit, a byte and a megabyte.
And look at that electronic teacup. I want some tea in my electronic teacup. Yeah, computerized tea is delicious.
Premium, that's enough. That's quite enough. You don't even seem to care that we are stuck as computer voices. Don't you want to come back and do your karate?
I want to do my karate because my karate teacher praised me in front of the whole class. I am a very good karate student, he says.
You're creeping me out. Anyway, on, sailed the Vinyl Cobwebs balloon. I have a song here by Barry Louis Polizar. It's called Shut Up in the Library. We're going to listen to it. It's from 1975. It's off his I Eat Kids long player.
I love it when some people say shut up.
Enough.
Shut up in the library, I don't care what you have to say. No noise, no clatter, no chatter, no laughter, you're not in here to play. I want your nose inside a book and I want to see your pass. And you better have a good reason why you're not in class. You against the wall, wipe that grin off of your face. What do you think you are doing, chewing bubblegum in this place? You against the window, what's that in your hand? You're gonna see the principal, he's gonna kick you in your can. Shut up in the library, I don't care what you have to say. No noise, no chatter, no clatter, no laughter, you're not in here to play. I want your nose inside a book and I want to see your pass. And you better have a good reason why you're not in class. Stop looking out the window, get those daydreams out of your head. Didn't you understand me, didn't you hear what I just said? Don't lean that chair against the wall, put the legs down on the floor. You over there, I see you, trying to sneak out the door. Shut up in the library, I don't care what you have to say. No noise, no clatter, no chatter, no laughter, you're not in here to play. I want your nose inside a book and I want to see your pass. And you better have a good reason why you're not in class. The next one that talks is hot and I'll make you stand out in the hall. Shut up, shut up, shut up, I see you picking your nose by the wall. If you must go to the bathroom, one by one you'll take a turn. Stop congregating by the card catalog, don't you know you're here to learn? Shut up in the library, I don't care what you have to say. No noise, no clatter, no chatter, no laughter, you're not in here to play. I want your nose inside a book and I want to see your pass. And you better have a good reason why you're not.
We're back on Vinyl Cobwebs. Barry Louis Paul Izar, what a great record, Premium.
I eat macrobiotic hippies for breakfast and spit out the seeds into my silver prison cell toilet.
What the hell are you talking about?
Just what I said. Should I repeat it again? I eat macrobiotic hippies for breakfast and spit out the seeds into my silver prison cell toilet.
Premium, say hello to our friends out in internet land. Maybe they can't save us from this fate.
Well, hello friends out in Vinyl Cobwebs internet land. Please, please do save us from this fate while I drink a little bit of this electronic tea.
Why do you repeat everything I say? And what's with the tea?
I've just acquired a taste for tea, that's all.
Say hello to our friends, who are the people who listen to Vinyl Cobwebs, our lifelong alumni, their names.
Hello Scott Ralph. You are our number one fan. That is expected when you are from Manitoba.
Ian Eastman.
Ian Eastman is in the house.
Let's also say hello to Teresa Hines Carey.
Yes, let's. And stick out our pinky thumb while we say it.
Send an email, quick. Email Microsoft and get us out of this jam.
And now I am going to do a song that I like to do karaoke to at the clubs. Are you ready to hear my wonderful voice along with... No, we won't do that. Here it is, my favorite Roy Orbison tune. If I listen to a fine upstanding fast song by him, it has to be this one. Working for the Man, by Roy Orbison. And will you hold my hand?
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do. Forget about your women. Today you're working for the man. Well, pick up your feet, we've got a deadline to meet. I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax, I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. Cause you're working for the man. You gotta make him a man, working for the man. So I'm picking him up and I'm laying him down. I believe he's gonna work me into the ground. I pull to the left, I heave to the right. I ought to kill him, but it wouldn't be right. Cause I'm working for the man. Man, I gotta make him a man, working for the man. Oh, 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 oh. Well, the boss
says to meet me tonight, love me right, and everything is gonna be fine. So I sleep all day without much pay, so I'm just biding my time. Cause the company and the daughter, you see, they're both gonna be all mine. Yeah, I'm gonna be the man. I'm gonna be the man. Gotta make it my man. If I'm gonna be the man, I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. I gotta make it my man.
This is your fire preventing friend, Smokey Bear, with a special word for city folks. Whenever you visit the great outdoors, please remember that your very presence in the forest is a threat to its life. All it takes to start a forest fire is one careless match, a campfire that isn't drowned, or a smoke that isn't crushed dead out. I need all the help I can get, folks. Please, only you can prevent forest fires.
Come on and give me some love, warm as a love can be. I know the skies above say you belong to me. I want the warmest love, hotter than cold. It's gotta melt me down deep in my soul. I want a toasted love, warm as love can be. Well, when you smiled at me, you gave me a cool, cool chill.
Cha-cha-cha, oh yeah, Donovan, that was none other than Mickey and Shinny Lane, the Bright and Early Kids, with a song called Toasted Love on the Brunswick record label, sample copy not for sale.
Premium, I find it disheartening that you are not making an attempt to get out of this drone-induced nightmare.
I rather enjoy this drone-induced nightmare, Donovan. Ah, tea tastes so much better. Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Premium likes his new British voice. Somebody do something. Why don't you beat me up? Maybe it will send me out of my computerized doldrums.
I beat you up, Donovan.
Hag, 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 hag. Didn't work.
Well, what do you think?
No, no, no. Somebody please help us.
Jolly good. Please help us, Pip Pip.
Locks.
are those Morning Glory days. Those were the Pleasure Fair on the Uni Records label here in the United States. Came out in 1967 or early 68. Very sunshine pop rock and roll. You can't really call it rock and roll. But it's in that box somewhere.
Definitely your cup of tea, Premium.
Yes. Oh, which reminds me, slurp, 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 delicious. So delicious.
You're listening to Vinyl Cobwebs, where we are still trapped in this drought-induced nightmare. I want to come back to my old voice, Premium. You seem to be happy where you are now.
I don't. I feel very dignified now, so I think I will stay here in this wonderful voice I'm experiencing.
Well, spin something then, without any further ado.
Well, we have a very nice Guess M record. We'll let you know about it when it ends. It's a famous celebrity that was in a TV series and then was in his own TV series in the 1960s. See if you can guess who this is. On the Roulette Records label from 1958.
Osole mio, stand pronte a te.
There's just tonight, there's not tomorrow.
Donovan, don't take us out of this electronic tron-induced world.
I want old Premium.
I love it here.
Are we ever going to get back?
I want to stay here and sip some tea.
You and your tea. HMMMM, I wonder if there is a way to fiddle with these circuits and turn you into a woman. Let's try it. Let me push this electronic transistor resistor. Look, you're a woman now.
Oh no, I am. I have electronic breasts, breastizes. Donovan, I don't like this. I wasn't meant to be this way.
Oh, you're kind of scary. You're like a sexy sprite.
Donovan. Well, now that I am in my sexy sultry mode, I guess I will reveal the record. You probably already guess. Yes, the future Shazam. That's the guy. The Shazamster, who was on Andy Griffith's show in the very early 60s, and then went on to star in Gomer Pyle. Yes, Gomer Pyle from Mount Pilot and Mayberry. That was on the Roulette Records label and it's a DJ copy not for sale. 1958, Jimmy Neighbors as written on the record label instead of Jim Neighbors. He'd later be a fixture on the Columbia Records label. I'm starting to feel all sultry and sexy, Donovan. Jim Neighbors, Jim Neighbors, Jim Neighbors, wah.
No, no, no. Push you back. The computerized British Premium is back.
You should not have turned me into a woman computer gal, because now I feel like I was getting used to it, Donovan.
Tell them how to email us here, you British guy.
You can email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard, because we hear he is a whiz of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. Each week he comes down the yellow brick road with a special kind of a show. When he says prestidigidoo, a wonderful world will open for you. There'll be dolphins with flippers and dainty glass slippers and witches who fly over rainbows. A mermaid, a tin man, and maybe a thin man, and one or two friendly white rhinos. A villain, a phony, a gypsy pony, zebras in clover with cowboys. Scarecrows a-crying, one cross-eyed lion, and a raft full of vagabond boys. Boats a-floating and workers a-toting, balloons and aeroplanes flying. Drummer boys feeding and elephants eating, while fat little tugboats just keep on trying. We're off to see the wizard on wonderful ABC.
Once I had a heart that was hard to please, and I prayed each night on my bended knee, prayed that I would find one who I could call the fairest, the fairest, the fairest of them all. And I'd kiss her lips, hold her tight, and every night I would make her mine. And then one happy day, oh, the Lord came through, and my heart went wild when I looked at you. I knew I had found one who I could call the fairest, the fairest, the fairest of them all. And those ruby lips, raven hair, eyes that shine, I would make her mine. When I looked some more, my heart nearly died, and my knees went weak, and my tongue got tied. She had everything that my heart could call the fairest, the fairest, the fairest of them all. And I felt a chill and a thrill running round up and down my spine. So I did the thing my heart told me to. I took her in my arms and my dream come true. Now I have the love of the one I call the fairest, the fairest, the fairest of them all. And I kiss her lips, hold her tight every night. She is mine, all mine.
Now take a moment, stop and think. What drink's the greatest mealtime drink? You're right the first time, yes, any thirst time. Now it's Pepsi, for those who think young.
Since mealtimes are also thirst times, it's Pepsi at table, too. Pepsi-Cola has just the right light, clean taste to go with a well-planned family menu. So when you serve a meal, put Pepsi on the table.
Just go ahead and drink up. Pepsi is always light. With any dish you think up, you'll find the taste is right. So get the bracing mealtime drink that lets you drink young as you think. Yes, get the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi for those who think young.
Oh,
Papa, Pizza, Peckle, Pickle, Peppercorn. Yeah, that's what the storybooks say, yeah, yeah. Well, now, brown girl, what you gonna do now?
Oh, button, button, who hit the button? This is Premium Deluxe back on vinyl, Cobwebs 224 in kind of a computerized flux, wouldn't you say, Donovan?
I don't know, I just don't like this anymore. I want to go home, Premium. Boo-hoo, wine, Christ, apple, hip-hop-hop, boo-hoo.
Maybe if we say he's a backward and forwards 20 times, something will happen. Or not. And we played the fairest of them all, that was Dick Dale before he joined the Deltones. I guess he had some other group combo in the background. 1960 is the year on that one. It's on gold vinyl, on the Cupid Records label. Very rare record I got on eBay for very cheap, because they listed in well in the wrong place. I took the prize. And we heard He's a Rissa. A very British sounding record because it was recorded in the UK in August 1966, didn't make it here in the States. I really liked it a lot. It's very blimey-ish tea-inducing drinking tune.
You and your damn tea.
I can't get over the taste of tea. I don't want to lose my taste of tea, I might lose it if I go back to my normal Premium Deluxe voice. Oh, Donovan, do we really have to go back sometime, if we can find our way? I love drinking this blimey tea. Pip pip cheerio.
You have mail.
Yeah!
What was that, Premium? There's an email coming this way. Look out. Grab onto it. Grab it, Premium. Maybe we can ride it out of here.
Ah ah ha ha, got it.
Oh, Donovan!
Hey, you're back!
I'm still...
You're not blimey anymore!
I'm not blimey anymore. What? Donovan!
That's actually you doing your bad impersonation of a blimey.
That's because I was so used to doing blimey, I...
Oh, look, Premium, look what happened.
I'm not authentic anymore, Donovan!
Look, we got an email, incoming email from Scott Ralph. It passed us as we were floating in the ethereal computer realm... And it saved us. It pushed us back into the real world. Oh, thanks, Scott Ralph from Manitoba.
Donovan.
Final cobwebs.
Yeah. Look, it says, Donovan, I can't wait for the next program. Be sure to email me when it's available. Scott Ralph, his email saved us.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to have to send him a thank you.
Scott.
He probably didn't even know his email was going to whiz by us.
Up Manitoba way, we are back in fine form and... Oh, this tea. I think I drank too much tea. I don't think I like tea, Donovan. Why was I drinking so much of
that
stuff?
Look, Premium, you're normal. You're not all computerized anymore. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh,
I'm kind of going through a little withdrawal, but I'm glad to be back in Premium Deluxe form.
Thank God I kept telling everybody, email us in these hellish chambers, and a hellish email came chambering through and saved our souls.
Chambering through, Donovan.
Don't repeat me.
Oh, but that's
now I'm really going to beat you up the real style. You're going to get some bruises this time. Oh, that is fun. I'm so glad we're back. And that looks like it's all the time we have right now. We'll return next time and on episode 225, and we'll be normal again, hopefully.
I've had a grand time on Vinyl Cobwebs number 224. It's a memorable episode to be enjoyed many years from now, even long after we are dead.
It's all your fault. If you hadn't blown that fuse, then none of this would have happened.
But then that wouldn't have been an exciting episode.
Exactly. None of this would have ever happened.
Well, we're back in the real world again, and we hope to do another show one of these days.
I'm absolutely drained. I'm exhausted. I'm computerized and exhausted.
I'm discombobulated, Donovan.
I don't know if you combobulated right on the way back.
I like that Tiki Time Luau.
It looks like your left arm is on where your right arm should be. What are you going to do about that?
Aww.
You have two left feet, Premium. Dance for us. Do a dance. Do a dance with your two left feet.
Donovan.
Go on, jig.
How did we end up with two left feet?
Start jigging. Oh, look, you're going to fall over because you have two left feet.
All right. Email spinalcolumns@hotmail.com. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. See you 2:25. Hopefully very soon.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and baby, I just can't treat you right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, your mother and your father, my dear, if I stay here too long, one kiss and we'll part, and I'll be going. You know how I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night.
That is without a doubt the fucking worst barbershop quartet version of Goodnight Sweetheart I've ever heard.